Hello?
Hi, Jonathan?
Yes.
Hello, how are you doing today, man?
Good, how you doing?
Doing well. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call for your client interviews. Now, still a good time?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, I have Nikki here. She's going to be the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview. I'm going to go ahead and let her take it away. Again, welcome to Local Splash. The both of you have a great rest of your days.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evan. Bye. Hi, Jonathan. How's your day?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So, yes, we do have a client interview scheduled for you today, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this the best time for you?
Yes.
Sounds good. So this may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Jonathan, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and we will be discussing the next steps. And if ever you do have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
All right.
All right. So I see here that you already set up the security question with Evan, but you haven't signed up yet the terms and conditions. Did you receive the initial invoice email, and did you have the chance to review the terms and conditions?
Yes.
All right. And will you be able to sign it while having me on the line, or do you want to sign it later? Which do you prefer?
No, I would like to sign out now.
All right, sounds good. So we sent it through an email. It says Local Splash initial invoice. Do you want me to resend it to you?
Yeah, that'll be good.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and resend it. I already sent it.
No, actually, so... I just got it.
All right, so I sent it through the email info@prime, primecoroofing.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what's my username? I don't get it.
Oh, I sent it through that email, info@primecoroofing.com. So the email is called Local Splash Initial Invoice. You haven't received it yet?
Yeah, but it's just asking for my username and password, which I don't know that.
Oh, your username and password, that is for your dashboard to your Local Splash. So you will be receiving your username and password in an email, because we're still setting up your account here with us. So you'll be receiving it in a while.
So what's next now?
All right. So did it went through?
Yeah.
For your... Okay, sounds good. Let me just go ahead and refresh it here in my end. All right. So we're going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying all the business information that we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So I got here, Jonathan, your business name is called Prime Company Inc. Prime Company,
yep.
INC. All right.
Yep.
And the address I have on here, that's 19 Highland Avenue, Chelmsford, Massachusetts, 01863, correct?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. So can you provide me your different address?
1270 Methuen Street, Lowell. I'm sorry, Methuen Street, Drake and Mass.
All right. So that's 1270 Methuen Street, Drake at Massachusetts, 01826.
Yes.
All right. So let me just go ahead and change that here. Is this a home address or an office location?
Both.
Both. All right. Well, Google heavily favors business that show the address online, and these can directly improve your rankings. Would you be willing to share your address online?
No.
All right. So you wanted to hide your address?
Yes.
All right. So let's keep it hidden. I'm going to hide it for you. And I can see that you are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
All right. And what is your business license number and the expiration date? Is it handy with you right now?
Ooh, hold on. Alright, the number.
Yes.
The number is 2117. Hold on. 211714.
Alright, I got here 211714, and you have the expiration date?
Yes, it has 040726.
Alright. So we have here 040726.
040726, yeah.
All right. That's 7th of April, 2026. Thank you so much for that. And I just wanted to make sure, Jonathan, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the phone number your clients will call you is going to be the call tracking number that we set up. So I see here that you already talked with my team, and they set up a call tracking number for you. Did you save the 603-207-2398?
Yes.
All right. And all the calls will still go directly to your number ending in 8773, correct?
Say that again?
So all your calls will still go directly to your number ending in 8773.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. So I just wanted to confirm also that I got here your correct email address. So that's info@primecoroofing.com.
Yes.
All right. And do you have a business website already? Oh, I see. You do have one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm pulling it right now. All right. So do you want us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design for you?
No, promote it as is.
Gotcha. So we're going to promote it as is. Let me note it here. And also, would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business? Well, having a professional customer greeting is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. But for this one, Jonathan, we do have a one-time cost of $19, and you will be able to make any changes or updates to it as needed. So the sample message goes like this. Hi, thank you for calling Prime Company, Inc. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment will let you choose if you want to have a female voice artist or a male voice artist to record the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then we can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, not this time.
All right. No worries for that. That's not this time. So let's go over with keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I do see here, Jonathan, that you do provide roofing services and siding services. Is that correct?
And gutters.
And gutters. All right. We have roofing, siding, and gutters. So among those three, what is your main service? Like, what would you like for your potential customers to find you for?
Roofing.
Roofing. Do you want it to be found first with a keyword roofing contractor or roofing services?
I think that's on you guys. Whatever gets easier for you and for me to get leads. I mean.
Yes. Actually, we do have keywords here. And I have some keywords. I do research some keywords before I try to call you. And I have some keywords that are relevant to your type of business. So please advise if these keywords are relevant or if you would like to add, okay? So I have here for you, for under roofing services, we have roofing contractor. So that's going to be the first keyword. Are you okay to be found with a roofing contractor first or roofing services?
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
That's okay, yeah.
All right. Actually, roofing contractor, also a good keyword. So we have here roofing contractor, roofing services, metal roofing, asphalt shingle roofing, siding
metal,
repair.
Right?
Oh, no metal. I'm going to take it out for you.
Yes, please.
All right. So we have siding repair, siding installation, downspout cleaning, asphalt shingle roof installation, asphalt shingle roof repair, flat foam installation, single ply roof installation, wood shake roof installation, roof repair, roof replacement, and roof installation. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yep.
All right. So also for the siding, we also have here, we also mentioned already the siding repair and the siding installation. You also do cedar siding and hardy board siding?
No hardy.
All right. So we only have here, we're just going to add the siding installation and siding repair then. Do you also do siding replacement?
Yes.
All right. So let's add that. And for the gutters, since you mentioned about gutters, I also have here good keywords for the gutters. Do you do gutter cleaning and gutter installation?
Yeah.
And also gutter repairs and gutter replacements?
Yes.
All right. How about new gutters installation?
Yes, we do.
All right. So let me add it here. Do you have any other keywords that you wanted to add?
Can we do roofing specialist?
I'm sorry?
Should we do roofing specialist?
Oh, gotcha. You wanted to add roofing specialist? I'm going to add it for you. Mm-hmm.
And could you do local roofing? Company.
Local
roofing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to send you all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you wanted to add more, just reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Sure.
All right. And the next part of the interview, Jonathan, is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my first question for you here is there anything unique about your business or what sets you apart from your competitors?
I'll say quality and respect.
Amazing. So your customers will like the quality of your work and the respect that you set for them. All right.
Yeah, the respect that they get from us.
Amazing. Sounds good. And also, is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Amazing. Do you offer free estimates?
We do.
All right. Do you happen to be bilingual?
Yes.
All right, amazing. And can you tell me the language that you speak?
Spanish.
Spanish and English. All right, amazing. And do you have a mission statement?
Mission statement. No.
All right. I actually see it here on your website. There's something that says here, a family-owned company, Prime Installs Residential Roofing, Siding, Gutters in southeastern New Hampshire and northern eastern Massachusetts. Since we started our business 15 years ago, our team has remained committed to installing in the highest quality products with outstanding craftsmanship and unparalleled customer service. You want to use this?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be good, yeah.
Yeah, and how about your tagline and slogan? I'm actually seeing it here on your website. There's a line here that says, protecting your largest investment, your home. You also want to use this?
Yes.
Amazing. It's very striking. It's very simple, but it's very striking. So let's use this. And it says here that your business started 15 years ago, so 15 years plus. So when did the business started? Like 2010 or?
Yeah, like 2000? Like 2000. My daughter started with like 2012, 13, something like that.
All right. That's around 2013. 2012. I'm gonna put it here. 2012. The business started 2012. The Prime company. All right.
Yep.
So we have here 2012, but you do have 15 plus years of experience, correct? Or do you have more than that?
No, that's good.
All right, 15 plus years of experience. All right. And how many people work with your company right now?
We are like on the office, two.
Yeah, two. And you work with residential and commercial, correct?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to put it here, both. Okay. You mentioned that there are two people working in the office. But how many, do you have an approximate count of people actively participating in the operation of your company on a regular basis?
Regular, like 10 plus.
10 plus. Like, am I going to put it here, 10 people or like 10 to, or 15? Which do you prefer?
You can do 10.
10, all right. So we have 10 here. And I just wanted to confirm, Jonathan, that I got here your correct hours of operation. So it says from Monday through Friday, that is 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., correct?
Yes.
All right. And are you closed on Saturdays and Sundays?
Yes.
All right. Closed on Saturdays and Sundays. And what types of payment do you accept?
So right now we're doing checks and cash.
All right. So we have cash and checks for now?
Yep.
Okay. So now that we have gathered your business information right here with me, Jonathan, we do have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So which option do you prefer?
Could you repeat both?
Yes. So the first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. And this is actually the best option that we offer, the first option. And the second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So which one do you prefer?
We'll do the first.
All right. So I highly recommend also the first option. So let's work on that. And let's talk about your Google Business profile now. I see right here that your business is located in Draycott, Massachusetts, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So for this one, Jonathan, what cities or zip code would you like to target? Also, I would like to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business profile. And for you to have a better ranking on your Google Business profile, it's actually very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes, we can. So you're gonna do Dover, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna do a Salem, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It should be under 2 hours driving distance from Draycott, Massachusetts, so that your Google Business profile will not get suspended, okay?
Say that again.
Your target city should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google Business profile will not get amazing. Sounds good. All right.
Yep, Salem, New Hampshire. Do you need the spelling?
Yeah, I got it here. Salem, New Hampshire.
Okay, you're going to do Derry, New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm. That's Derry?
Yeah, D-E-R-R-Y.
All right, gotcha.
And you're going to do Manchester.
All right, we got Manchester here.
And last, you're going to do Nashua, New Hampshire.
That's Nashua?
Yeah, it's N-A-S-H-U-A.
All right, that's Nashua, New Hampshire. So we have here Dover, New Hampshire, Salem, Derry, Manchester, and Nashua.
Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for this. And do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually pulling it right now. I see that you already have an existing Google Business profile, and wow, you have 5 stars with 6 reviews here. Do you have access to your Google Business profile?
Yes.
Amazing. Can you add SSM Manager right now? Do you have time?
Mm-hmm. I do have time.
Okay.
So, but you guys won't do nothing crazy, right? I mean.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah. Actually, needed to be added as a manager to your Google Business profile so we can optimize your listing. So we can work on this on the optimization.
All right, so where do I go?
All right, so let's go to your regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations.
And then what?
All right, so when you are you already on the page? Did you see businesses and did you see your Google Business profile under businesses?
Yeah, I have it here.
Prime. All right, the Prime Company, Inc. So can you tap on it, please?
Yeah.
All right. And did you see your edit profile, see business profile? Did you see the page of your Google Business profile?
I see the page, yeah. It says edit profile, read reviews,
gotcha.
Photos.
Did you see 3 dots? Profile strength with 3 dots or just 3 dots beside the... Gotcha. Can you tap on it, please?
I'm on it.
Can you see business profile settings?
Yep, I'm on it now.
All right. Tap on it and you should see managers or people in access.
People in access, yep.
All right, tap on that, and you should see add. And then I'm going to read to you, under the email address box, I'm going to read to you the local Splash listing number. So are you ready?
The number or the email?
Yes. Under the email address box, you just have to put in the number that I'm going to read to you, and that's going to pop up the local Splash listing number.
All right, send me the number.
All right, that's 552-554-6200.
Okay, got it.
All right. And you should be added as a manager. And you should receive a pending notification once you added us. And I'm going to go ahead and check it here to make sure they went through. All right. Let me see it here. All right. So we receive your invitation right here, Jonathan. So I'm going to notify my team so they can work on with the Google Business Profile. And also, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email titled Action Needed. Pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, Jonathan, one of the newest features that we have is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention and real estate in Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So, would you like to opt into this program with no additional cost?
Yeah.
All right, amazing. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that can help you a lot with the optimization of your Google Business Profile. Let's talk about Yelp now. Do you already have a Yelp page?
No.
All right. So if you don't have a Yelp page yet, it's nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which we already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. Okay, so we will create one for you. All right. Would it be okay for us to create a Yelp page for you?
Yes.
All right. So let's work on that. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you already have a business Facebook page?
I do.
All right. Do you have access to your Facebook business page?
I do.
All right. Also, can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Hold on.
Okay, so for this one, Jonathan, I will be sending you an email and a text message with a special link to grant us access to your Facebook business page. Just click the link and follow the easy steps. It should not take more than 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. So please do not make changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay? So I'm going to send you an email for that that you can check. Let me go ahead and have that. All right. And I see that you do have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, amazing. So would you like to send specific images to use on your Facebook ads?
I mean, as of right now, no.
All right. That's okay. If you don't have any pictures yet for now, we can use our photos that we have. And if ever you want us to use pictures of your completed work, just let us know so we can replace it, okay? So I'll just note it here. And what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? We have 3 options, and you can choose one, whichever you think would work best for you. So we do have here Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Jonathan, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have right here, Jonathan, is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service requests. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So what do you think would work best for you?
What's your recommendation?
Are you always available on Facebook or no?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. How about calls? If you're not available to answer the messages right away, then we can recommend calls for you. Are you available for a phone call always?
Yes.
Or no? All right. If that's the case, then we recommend calls. So you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So you don't want to work on, do you want to work on that?
Yes. Let's do that.
All right. So let's work with calls. Anyways, if you think one day that you will be available for the Facebook Messenger, we can always change the call to action for you. But actually, calls is also a very good call to action since you will receive it directly, okay? So let's work on that. And our business hours is from Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Do you have a day or time preference that you would like us to reach out to you? Or is any timer open okay?
Anytime.
Anytime. Gotcha. And do you have a logo?
Yes.
All right. So I'll be asking you to send us your logo via email to photos@localsplash.com, or you can reply to my photos email so it will be convenient for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now you are going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days, Jonathan. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to my email with the changes that you want. You will also receive an email regarding photos. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use them for your Google business profile and more. You can reply to that email with up to 20 images or feel free to upload as many as you like to your client dashboard. But please ensure that they are high resolution and good quality. And your logo, please include that as well. If the images you provide are low quality or do not best represent your business, we will use high quality stock photos as temporary placeholders. So these stock images will be industry related, but if you notice that any of it don't fit, just let us know and we will replace them. So all images we use are copyright protected. If you receive any emails or calls about copyright issues related to photos, please contact us before responding. And within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. You will also be receiving the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business. So now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Also, Jonathan, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. So please be aware of that. If you have any questions, give us a call before responding to any questionable requests that you might receive, okay?
All right.
All right, and as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So what day and time would work best for you so we can set it up now? So 3 weeks from now, Jonathan, that's going to be on the, let me see, 1, 2, 3, that's going to be on the 12th of May. Are you okay with that? Or do you have any other day?
Not the 12th works.
All right. That's going to be on the 12th of May. And what would be the best time for you? Do you want to do it at the same time?
Yeah, noon works.
All right. So let me go ahead here and check that. Okay, just one moment here. All right. So that's going to be 12 noon your time, and that's going to be 9 a.m. Pacific time. All right. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder. You will receive a reminder when we will call, okay? Sorry about that.
All right.
All right. And this will conclude our interview, Jonathan. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. There was quite a lot, but you've been very helpful in setting up your account here with me. But do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
So to open the dashboard, what's my PIN and everything?
All right. So let me go ahead and see if you already have it here so I can send it to you. Okay, so when you signed the terms and conditions, you didn't receive it yet. Well, let me go ahead and see that one. Okay, one moment. Let me check if it's available. Okay. So let me see. All right. So I'm sending it to you right now. Tell me if you receive it. You have your username and your password.
All right. Not yet.
All right. Maybe it will come through in a moment. So I sent it, username 60338686773 and the password is SEO video. So you will be able to check on that. Let me go ahead and refresh it. All right. So it already went through here in my end. You should be receiving it in a moment. And while waiting for you to receive that, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't.
All right. So after 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. So our client support number, Jonathan, is 877-635-6225. You will receive our contact information by email, so please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, You can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. So please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We will also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. So let me go ahead here and see. Mm-hmm. Were you able to receive it?
Yes, I just got it.
Amazing. All right. And once again, Jonathan, Local Special wants to thank you again for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Always remember that we value your business. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can help you out with?
That's all for today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. I also appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the day and take care always, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.